you asshole.
That's it. That's the start we wanted.
I mean, technically, when this comes out, it should be Halloween.
Yeah,
it'll great be Halloween.
Timing. Great
it's,
timing.
It's perfect timing. So, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, you emo fucks.
You emo fuck.
Now's the time to whip out your blood makeup, quote unquote.
I was going to say, listen to Thriller by Fall Out Boy.
Fuck no.
That too.
And listen to that other Michael Jackson cover that they did.
Beat it,
yeah. Listen to that abomination.
That just sounds
and
depressing.
Get back to us. And tell us why you enjoyed it, and then you can go kill yourself.
Dramatic. Very strong opinions.
Yeah.
Very, very strong. Jason
came here today with some things to say.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot. And
I'm Jasmine Masters, and I've got something
to say. Let's talk about the 2000s, yeah.
And then, like, a really emo intro.
Yeah, exactly.
So, we've gathered here today to talk about emo, because it has created us.
It's very funny that you made that sound like a eulogy. Like, we've gathered here today.
I mean, we have.
A lot of emo music was kind of like you were going to a funeral.
Yeah.
Actually, I think one of the bands I used to listen to was called Death at a Funeral. Or something.
Yeah, Death at a Funeral.
Death at a Funeral?
I don't know. Maybe yeah, maybe I'm thinking of a movie.
Death at a Funeral. That's an interesting
premise. And that's
premise.
Also a movie. That's also a movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, definitely an interesting premise I'd like to see.
It's a British film, and then they remade it with black people, and Peter Dinklage is in both of them.
Yes. It's weird.
Yeah. And he switches accents for both. Quick fun fact.
Hilarity.
Because I've seen both.
Hilarity ensues. I've only seen the British one, I think. I think I have seen both, but I prefer the British one.
Yeah. Speaking of British, so emo. Emo is... Over time, you've really begun to appreciate it a lot more.
Wait, what'd that have to do with British? I thought you were
nothing,
gonna say, like...
Nothing. I just needed to segue out of Death at a Funeral.
See, okay, well, here. I'll go into it, because I literally had a book on called How to Be Emo. And it tells you the history of emo. So I will start by telling you a slight history of emo. If you are wondering who I am, I'm Chad.
Oh, yeah, Chad. Chad's back.
I'm back again.
Chad's returned.
From my podcast, It's 2 a.m. Go check it out. shameless self-plug. But anyway.
Shameless.
So speaking of British people, you know, punk music basically started in Britain and then made its way to America. And then emo music actually got its rise kind of in this area from D.C.
Yeah.
With, like, Rites of Spring and stuff like
Fugazi.
That. Yeah. So emo music kind of was popularized sort of in the 80s because it was, like, a detraction from punk music.
Yeah.
And it was a lot more emotional instead of being, like, angry and shit like punk music is. But it didn't get its rise until the 2000s.
When it blew the fuck up.
Yeah, and it was actually, like, around, like, 99, 2000.
And there was a Hot Topic on every corner.
Wait, when did Hot Topic become popular? I feel like that was, like, 2003, 2004.
Yeah, around that was, like, the sweet spot. Because Hot Topic had existed prior, but when emo really blew up in the 2000s, that's when it just, like, exploded.
Yeah, before then, they were just like, Hot Topic is the poor man Spencer's.
Yeah, like Hot Topic was for, like, the weird kids.
I mean, is it not still?
Well... Spencer's is really more of the poor man's Hot Topic.
It's just for poor men.
Yeah.
Spencer's really is just filled with random stuff.
It's just filled with random shit for, like, hardcore straights whenever I go in there.
I mean, the back section is full of dildos. So.
Yeah, the back section is full of dildos.
Didn't you buy me a mug from Spencer's once?
I did.
Wow.
And it says, shut the fuck up. It's a 12-gallon mug.
But I think... I'm trying to remember, like, one of the biggest emo bands from, like, 2000. I want to say it's, like, Sunny Day Real Estate.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, one of the big ones that kind of kicked everything off. And then, you know, Dashboard Confessional.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dashboard.
Emo ass.
Yeah, that man had some real emo... He just had a lot to say.
Mm-hmm.
And even well into his 40s, he still has a lot to say. But it's like, I quit listening to that.
I'm Ryan Caraba. I've got something to say.
That's the theme of this episode.
When, yeah. When did you discover emo? Like, what was that band that, like, was, like, the one that, like, hooked you? Because I know mine. It's kind of pathetic.
When did I discover, or when did we get, like, hooked on?
Yeah, when did we get hooked? Like, when did we
I'm
get
just
hooked?
Say, like, I'll say both, because, like, when yeah, I yeah. first discovered it was definitely, like, Death Cab for Cutie.
Mm. Mm, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when I first got, like, started to actually get into it, it was more along the lines of, like, My Kim.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this
which
counts.
Isn't even really that emo. It's just, like, they were brushing next to emo.
I don't know if this counts, but it's, like, the first real, what I should, I think, considered emo song was Last Resort by Papa Roach. I was like a
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, yeah,
same. Like, that same. Is, like, a pit, that was very, like.
Again, yeah, not so emo, that's more, like, butt rock.
It is butt rock, but it's just, like, he just wanted to kill himself. And it's just, like, this is, it's just hardcore emo. And then Adam's Song by Blink-182. Yeah.
Oh, that was such a good song. That's actually, I think that's my favorite Blink song.
I agree 100%. It's that's my number song. One favorite song. And hearing it as a kid, I didn't understand what the meaning was. I was like 9. And then older, I'm like, oh. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. I'm going to play that song at my wedding, ironically.
Oh my God.
And then after it, I'm going to play that song just like, it's just going to be playing in like the lobby.
I'm just going to be screaming in the back. I never thought! I die alone!
Wow.
Just screaming that in the back. No. What was yours?
Well, my discovery was, I clearly remember this. I was on the school bus. I was like...
It's like the beginning of every Dashboard video.
Yeah. I think I was in, like, middle school, like, 8th-ish grade. And my friend was like, hey, listen to this. And it was Panic at the Disco's first album.
Hey, listen to this.
Check this out. Just yeah. some random person. What?
No, my friend.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It was Panic at the Disco's person. First album. And that's emo how I discovered assault. Them. And that's how I discovered emo. And then the band that got me hooked was All Time Low, because I'm garbage.
My Chem was the one that got
also,
me.
Also, not emo, pop punk.
They were more pop punk, but like
it's really difficult to, especially yeah. when you talk about emo, that
because some of their stuff is more in the emo.
A lot of emo and pop version, punk blend,
yeah,
because they kind of just go in and out.
I guess I'm a great person to like ask about this stuff because I was actually like really in that.
Yeah,
like I was yeah. a scene kid in high school, so I was very young. Much into that.
Can our cover for this episode just be him? From scene years.
Well, yeah, doesn't... There's a picture out there.
Yeah.
There are pictures. If you go look on Facebook,
I
you
have
can
a group
find them.
Chat, actually, where that we played a game called Guess the Emo, and it was a bunch of pictures of, like,
oh,
people
no.
in our friend group oh, from God. Their emo days.
I deleted all of mine. You'll never find
I'm
it.
I'm gonna try and find it.
I got rid
it.
Of that shit so
but yeah,
fast.
No. So, yeah, no, I agree that All Time Low isn't, like, necessarily emo, but I think it's in the similar circle. Like, oh, I yeah. feel like they're very much a gateway drug.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Definitely. I was always on the more poppy side of emo, but I definitely listened to the other more emo
I,
stuff.
I don't
well.
Know. I thought...
But they were the gateway drug that got me hooked on that area.
Like, with, like, my Fair. Introduction, My Kim was the one that hooked me, just because I think Gerard Way had, like, a great, like, the balance of screaming and then also singing, because he was like one of the few artists that to me had such range in his voice for like so many bands. Like, the dude could fucking sing.
Yeah.
And I just like the music was great, it was varied.
Oh,
I've
God.
Seen, I've seen these. Oh, my fucking God.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Wait, actually, go back. That wasn't even from that long ago. That was...
That's a wig.
You would think. No, that was my hair. I was just really good at dyeing my hair. That,
fuck.
That picture's actually from, I think, like, 2010, 2011. It was
yes,
not that long ago.
That's so fucking great. Yes. Those, yeah,
so
having,
good.
Yeah, you weren't seeing if you didn't take a picture.
Sorry, we're just laughing at photos of emo.
Yeah, you're not seeing if you didn't take a picture with your old Coolpix camera in your bathroom.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. Coolpix, Jason, really Coolpix?
I don't know. It's a thick fucking camera. It's one yeah. of those Sony ones.
I have one of those. I had one of those. I definitely had one of those.
Yeah, see yeah. what I mean? It was like the big, thick lens.
What, the digital camera? It was just any digital camera.
It was just any, but I just remember it being super bulky, and I'm just like, my friends always carried one in their back pocket.
Remember digital cameras?
Guys, remember Truly. Digital cameras?
I actually still have some at my house.
the like mid 2000s kind of.
I have a couple as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with them.
I think you should really just start bringing them back.
I mean, you could, but they. I can take a better photo with my actual phone.
That's true. What was it? Oh, fuck, I lost my train of thought. Does Fall Out Boy count as emo?
I say it does, at least. It's very, definitely their first angsty. Two albums. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not, currently, no.
Yeah.
Currently, no.
No, 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 no.
So there's a lot of emo bands who have transitioned from the genre into other things. Absolutely. Like, say, for instance...
Panic at the Disco, I wouldn't say is emo anymore, either.
No.
Like, their first album was emo, and then they started to change, like... Well, it was emo-esque. It was emo-adjacent. But then they, like... With the second one, they totally transitioned into that whole, like, folky type thing. They were trying to go more into a rock genre.
Yeah,
I remember
the folky thing. And they've kind of jumped around a lot, especially those first few albums.
Yeah. The third one, their third one was a little bit more traditional, I feel.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. There's just a lot of
I had only listened to their first album because I was like, this shit is like...
Oh, well, it's a classic.
Yeah, it is.
It's the one I'm just like, oh, I can just hear this shit all the time. I have no problem with it.
I love putting the vinyl record on and being like,
oh, I remember this. No, we're not talking about them.
Well, what is it? What's your point at?
We're going to have to.
You can't talk about emo.
We can't talk about emo without talking about Paramore.
Yeah.
I personally do not like Paramore, but I like Hayley Williams.
I mean, you're entitled to your wrong opinion.
It's an opinion.
It's a wrong opinion. It's a widely rejected opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, the fuck ever, you know. I just don't think that band has anything I give a shit about.
Okay.
Aside from Hayley Williams. Hayley Williams is the only reason you should listen to this band.
Yeah.
She carries it on her fucking back.
Well, yeah.
She's the lead singer.
Yeah.
Like, there are literally bands who are, like, literally, you cannot detract them from their lead singer. And if you do, they kind of fall apart.
That's like Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, like,
If you took away Brandon Urie...
Well, he's all of Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So,
like, that's it.
But even in the beginning, you take him away, and it's like, what do you have?
That band that What's His Face did afterwards. I think it was called Like Vines or something like that.
Oh, no. No one wanted that. No one asked for it.
They only had one album, so.
No one really asked for it.
So, I guess if we're going to talk about emo, let's talk about Emo Genesis.
Oh, shit.
So, as far, like, the latest emo band that I can think of, like, going far back would be, like, AFI.
AFI.
Who literally went from, like, they were around in, like, the actual early 90s and still kind of have a career now because I saw them at Firefly last year.
We were supposed to have Jim here, and Jim is the hugest AFI fan you'd ever meet. He's a big fucking AFI fan.
I only like December Underground in its entirety and Silver and Cold.
Have you heard the last band he did with the guys from No Doubt? Or they did pop synth shit. And I loved it.
No, I never listened to it because I totally forgot.
It's called, I forget what it's like Race Car or some shit like that. But anyways, it's a really good sound. But AFI was...
Yeah.
Yeah, when like December Underground, that shit shook me. Seeing the Miss Murder video, I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah, that was the emo anthem. It came out...
Fuck, yeah.
It came out in 2006. It was June 6th, 2006.
Human Wikipedia.
I remember specifically because that was part of their marketing.
Yeah.
For it, because I went and bought the CD.
December 6th.
On December, there were literally people or women who didn't want to give birth to their babies on that day because they thought it was going to be a demon seed.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I'm just you can't hold it in, Carol.
Iconic.
Blasting that whole album as they give birth.
Hey, Miss Murder. Shoots a
Miss
baby.
Miss Murder! Just screaming.
Some emo person somewhere was like hoping for that date. Yes, give me a demon child.
If anything, I think that album kind of was, I won't say the blueprint, but at least had to inspire Black Parade a little bit.
Oh, just because
the outfits they wore in that video were like, they kind of looked like the Black Parade outfits.
They were very much emo kind of stadium rock. Mm-hmm. It was very chanty and very sing-along.
Mm-hmm.
And people could get into it. It was easily... to get into and
I was gonna say digestible.
Yeah, digestible, marketable for the masses.
Absolutely.
And That's not a bad thing.
I was going to say just that one album, though.
Yeah, just that one. Any other ones, you have to be a real fan, like, really love this shit. But they're a great band.
I don't think I knew anyone in high school who did not listen to that album or love that album.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
It was a great album.
The fact that I don't own that album is a travesty of me. Like, I don't have it.
Did you ever listen to Alkaline Trio? They're another.
I fucking love that band.
They're well, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah. Not even a little bit.
No, they were. Alkaline Trio was just as a whole a great band because when you saw emo bands or like kind of scene bands, they would be like eight guys.
Yeah, and Alkaline Trio was just three dudes
making this huge sound. And I was like, damn, it was really good.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. Because
I really like Matt Skiba, and he also did another like offshoot band with some other guy who. He was from another band who, like, since dissolved and disappeared. But
I love that Alkaline Trio didn't surprise you.
Oh, no, not even a little bit. No. So, like, Matt Skiba did an offshoot band called Heavens, which was also pretty emo.
Yeah.
Like, I suggest going to listen to that, because that's actually, that's some really good stuff. Because it's, like, emo, but it's, like, it's not, like, really sad and emotional and shit.
Yeah. Well,
kind of, sort of, but not really.
I was more shocked when... Recently, when Blink was touring without Tom, and they got Matt to come in, play guitar, and lead vocals.
But did anyone really miss Tom? Because I've always hated Tom's voice.
No one missed Tom. No one missed Tom.
I mean, when I did see Blink, the one time I've seen them, it was with all of the original members, so I'm like, I'm glad that
Was that pre or post plane crash?
When was the plane crash?
Plane crash was like 07.
Post.
Or 08.
Because it wasn't... Post. It was...
Because then they got back.
Yeah, it was... I saw them and Mike Kim, like, a couple years back at Honda Civic Tour. So it was, like, 2012-ish, yeah. Somewhere up in there.
That was that last range of...
Mike Kim. It was, like, right before Mike Kim broke up. Literally yeah. Right before. They were basically like...
We're over tomorrow!
Yeah. That was basically what they
we're
said.
Done! Just as a side note, the best Blink songs are the ones that Tom's not singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Miss You. People love that song because it's mostly Matt singing. Is it Matt? Is his name Matt? I can't remember.
Tom. Mark.
Mark. There Mark. We go. I knew it started with an M.
Mark.
Close enough.
Matt. Mark.
I wasn't in the Plus 44.
No. No. Mm-mm. No.
I'm literally just running through the catalog of things.
I know. Like,
from
they
Hot
always
Topic.
Try to do side shit. Like, no, just do Blink. So, Fall Out Boy, Paramore, All Time Low, that's you,
I want to know,
Catherine.
I want to know what other sure emo is. Bands Catherine you want me was listening to.
Oh, God.
Yeah, why do you love All Time Low?
They're good.
Okay. I just enjoyed their music. I've never been able to justify why I like the things I do. I just enjoyed it. I think, like, the first song I'd heard by them, it was, like, some YouTube video or something that you just... it was Weightless. And I don't know, and that's not even a good song. Like, it's not one of their best songs, but for whatever reason, that song got me. Lost in Stereo, though, I still like that song. That song is still
I mean, I actually do like Weightless. I didn't care for the Nothing Personal album as much as they did So Wrong, It's Right.
Absolutely. Well, when I discovered, it's another one of those cases where when I discovered them, that album had just come out. So that's the album I was the most familiar with before I started actually diving into them as a band and not just like, oh, here are a couple songs that are like right here and already in my face.
Yeah.
I mean, I really love their music videos. I thought that as a band in general, they were like funny. Like, I enjoyed their personalities. I thought they were fun. And, like, that's why I say, like, it's hard to say they're emo because a lot of their music wasn't.
They were.
They're definitely on the more pop punk side.
Yeah.
They
were definitely an interesting band because, out of, like, all four of them were very different. Like,
right.
Alex was different than the bassist whose name I always forget.
Yeah. Jack?
Yeah, Alex was different from Jack, who was different from Zach. Yeah. Who's their bassist? Yeah, who's like the buff one of the group?
Yeah. Like, I think one thing
the
I
one
was,
who hit the gym.
Yeah,
all
I think,
the
like,
fucking time.
Out of like all the like bands I listened to, like when I was younger, I think they were one of the only ones where I actually like, kind of figured out which they all were and like their general different personalities. Because just by watching the music videos, you can kind of get a feel for them. And so I think I really appreciated that, because this was, like, when I discovered them, it was, like, right when, like, music videos were so big, because, like, YouTube was becoming, like, a thing.
Yeah.
And, like, they were so easy to access now. So I really, like, I probably bought, like, 5 or 6 of them on iTunes, like, the music videos, which, like, if you're buying music videos on iTunes, like...
You know you're into... I think their first music video,
I owned that.
If you go watch the Waitlist music video, and you go to...
That was 50, one of my favorite ones.
57 seconds, the lead guitarist punches a woman in the face.
Yeah.
At one of, like...
Yeah.
Like, look at this shit.
Yeah,
this is why Me Too started.
Oh my god. But yeah, no, they just, like, I don't know, I enjoyed their music videos a lot. I thought they were fun, and I enjoyed the music. Like, that's really nothing, like, that intense explaining why I like them that I just sort
of
did.
I
still listen to their music that they're coming out with now, and, like, I don't follow them religiously or anything, but, like, they still come out with bops every now and then, so I'm like...
Bring back this hair.
I haven't listened to The Last Renegade.
I've not listened like to the album, but I've listened to a couple of the songs.
It's weird that I know exactly the name of the album.
It's just like it'll pop up on
Future Hearts. Something Future Hearts is in the title. I think it was the album before that. That's when I started falling off and, like, not really paying attention to what they're doing, but I actually was pretty, like...
Future Hearts.
Yeah, I was hanging on pretty well until then. Cause I even, like, still listen during Don't Panic.
I was listening to Future Hearts earlier.
Talk about a dedicated
And
panic.
I was just like... I was like, oh, it's okay. They just sound older.
Yeah.
They sound very older now.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I just grew out of all of that sound, basically. Yeah. Like, weirdly enough, I'll listen to the older stuff, like, older stuff that I used to listen to when I was in high school.
Yeah.
But it's literally, like, in a time capsule in my head where it's like, I know I still like it, I'll listen to it, but anything newer, I usually don't. Like, the only band that's carried over, I think, is Paramore. Because they've evolved.
They have. Well, like, one thing about All Time Low that I have noticed with their new music is that, like, they have evolved, but it's not drastically. It's still, like, a similar sound. It's just a little more modern and a little more with what's in, but it's still a very similar to that first sound. Which is, I think, why it helped. It's somewhat nostalgic for me.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel outdated.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So, I mean, I'm not saying that they're making really, really good music right now, but I'm saying, like, I mean, I'm still enjoying it. Like, it's still music that I enjoy casually listening to. But...
Yeah, like, All Time Low, for them, to me, their music just doesn't translate well into now. If you listen to Alkaline Trio or even AFI, for that matter, it still somehow translates really well into now.
Yeah.
Or even Paramore, that will reluctantly say that it translates well into now. It still retains that sound. To me, emo was the grunge of our generation.
It's very finite.
It had its time, and labels just, like, saw that this was a huge thing and just signed every fucking band ever.
Well, people are saying, like, for a while it was, like, Halsey and, like, 21 Pilots are, like, new emo, and I'm like, no.
Oh, well, they go on a whole thing about 21 Pilots.
Oh, well, there is a whole thing about emo renaissance, where, like, a lot of emo is coming back right now, but it's, like, coming back in new ways.
Yeah.
So it's, because that was actually a whole thing about emo. Like, emo was, I'll say that emo basically lasted from about, like, 2000 to 2007, maybe.
Yeah.
And then after that, it started to transition into, like, kind of what scene was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And scene was definitely, like, 2006 to, like, 2012-ish, somewhere up in there. Or even 2013.
Yeah.
So it's because of the way that it, like, evolves over time, it's, like, it's emo, but the best way to, like, give yourself longevity is to attach something else to it. So you can be emo, but also be, like, pop punk or, like, goth metal or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's also those bands, at some point, like, a lot of these bands, these guys are in their late 30s, 40s.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do what you did 10 years ago anymore.
Right.
Oh, my God. Do you know how many emails I get about, like, people who are going on tour now? They're like, oh, Memphis Mayfire and Dance Gavin Dance are going on tour. I'm like,
what?
They're still alive.
That's what. So that's the thing of what I'm saying with that. I can go on a tangent about them. So like,
sorry.
I have a list of like emo bands, and 21 Pilots is above 3 Days Grace.
They ranked them number 8.
They're above 3 Days Grace, Escape the Fate, Mayday Parade, and Taking Back Sunday.
Of all the emo bands that have existed, they put them as 21
Pilots is not emo.
They're not, no.
21 Pilots is mall rock. 21 Pilots is...
They missed the window.
I even liked them for a short period of time. Yeah, 21 Pilots is fucking late.
21 Pilots was trapped in a time capsule and came out too fucking late. Like, they should not... I fucking hate this band so much. They're horseshit.
I mean, I can tell.
Oh, yeah. I do not fuck with this band. I see people... I remember, like, people talking, oh, 21, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, and now, all right, I'm going to give them a chance. And then I heard their first album, like, this is ass.
See, the thing is...
I want to use their album as a coaster.
This is the rest of the episode. It's just Jason rant.
Talking
we'll
about...
We'll do a whole episode just on them, Jason.
21 Pilots. Oh, my God.
I don't even think they were 2000s, but clearly no, you have some opinions.
They're not 2000s, and they shouldn't be in any era ever. This band shouldn't exist.
The thing is what I think it is right. A lot of emo.
Catherine's gonna go check her bread.
Yeah.
I need to put it in the oven.
What I think it is a lot of people who are into emo music, they got sucked into the 21 Pilots because it reminded them of emo music.
Fuck
so
yeah.
They got kind of like caught into that nostalgia.
Yeah.
So that I think that's why people consider it emo, but it's actually not even a little bit.
The emo council does not consider this emo.
I consider myself a person who sits on the emo council, and I say no.
It's just a bunch of Hot Topic font in the back. Council.
All right.
Studded belts.
Like, I'm just gonna like pull out emo bands I can remember from my head because actually this is at the top of the list because I recently found like they just released music. Not only this year, but, like, maybe a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Aiden? I don't know if you know Aiden.
Very... A-I-D-E-N?
I think so. And, like, the lead singer kind of, like, wore... It's... It was more, like, his face makeup was, like, similar to, like, a skull. I was gonna say, like, similar to Juggalo, but I'm like, no. It wasn't...
These motherfuckers, yeah. I remember them, never listened to them. It was just like, this looks like a thing I just can't get into, so I just like went somewhere else.
I never was into their music. I just thought they were cool. Like, their whole aesthetic was really cool.
Yeah.
And I thought that they were doing that well. I was like, you guys have nailed your aesthetic, and I appreciate it.
Update me.
Oh, Aiden?
Don't know him.
See?
Yeah.
It's these guys.
Looks emo.
Yeah, see, they really nailed their aesthetic.
Yeah.
They really did, yeah.
They were like, we won't just do our hair, we'll do the whole thing.
Yeah. I also very vividly remember Escape the Fate, because Escape the Fate had, like, two different lead singers.
Yep.
Because... Mm-hmm. And remember the one, Robbie, he went to jail. That's, like, a whole thing. He went to jail.
He went to jail. That's very true.
But I think it was before... Robbie was their second lead singer, wasn't he? Because they had some dude before him, and then they released an album, and then they got Robbie, and then they basically re-recorded all of those songs and re-released that album.
I think you are correct.
It was very weird, because I remember listening to it, and I was just like, these are the same songs, but it sounds different, and I was too young to understand.
So, there's Craig.
Yeah.
The current singer now. And you're thinking of Ronnie. His name is Ronnie.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
So, Ronnie he went to jail for assault and battery.
Yeah.
Of
wasn't it a woman or something?
Yeah, he referred to some guy's girlfriend as a crack whore.
And he beat
them up. And then it is we'll have to do a whole episode on this. This is a lot. Like, this guy was in trouble for disturbing the peace, assault, defamation lawsuit. You know, there's just so much going into this guy. But basically, he was the singer till 2006. And then that's when they brought in Craig.
Really? I don't know what I thought then.
Yeah, because Craig was a part of Bless the Fall, World Alive.
Yes! Okay, that's what happened.
Bless the Fall, yeah.
Because Bless the Fall, they like, it was in between one of their albums or something, and then Bless the Fall, he just decided to go do that, and then he just stayed with that band, and then Bless the Fall was just like,
Yeah.
And then they got a new singer who he's married to lights.
Gross.
Oh.
I mean, he's not an ugly man. He's
no,
just,
that's, I just don't.
But she's, like, insanely pretty.
She is.
She's, like, honestly, like, a nerd's wet dream, because she's pretty.
No bullshit.
She's pretty, she loves comics, she loves video games, she literally draws.
Like, all she needs is a Twitch account, and it's complete. Like that
I'm
is,
sure she has one,
I'm
honestly.
1000% positive that she is a nerd's wet dream of just, like, the perfect chick that likes nerdy shit.
She's cool girl.
She's oh my God. I'm not like the other girls. That's her.
Yeah, but she was actually right when she said that.
Yeah, she is absolutely correct.
She's the only person who's ever said that and been actually
and like,
right.
You know, she's actually fucking right. Yeah, fucking Ronnie is a mess, and Ronnies are always a mess. From this guy, the Jersey Shore Ronnie.
Yes.
They're just fucking mess of...
The only one who's...
Oh, bullshit.
Like, well, if you name your kid Ronnie, you're setting them up to fail.
Yeah. I was gonna say, maybe the producer, Ronnie, isn't it?
The...
Like, mess. Oh my God, Ronnie.
Also, aside from me loving my chem, I love The Used.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That was love a fucking used. Band. Yep. That band was the shit. They
only their
it.
First three
oh.
albums are good, though.
Yes, I completely agree.
The Bird and the Worm is, like, good singularity by itself because it's basically a huge concept album.
Yeah.
And after that, like, I rarely listen to that album. I always listen to their first two, specifically In Love and Death.
Yeah.
A lot.
In Love and Death is, like, that one that I discovered and was just like, this is fucking
awesome. It was an emo anthem. Like, actually, the song,
The album cover was on t-shirts everywhere. Like,
true.
Guys and girls were drawing this shit on
what's the last song? What's the very last song on that album? Because that is an actual...
I'm a Fake?
Yes, that is an emo anthem. I literally knew... I knew people, like, friends of mine who are like, I used to cut myself to that song. And I'm like,
God.
That's how you know it's
that's
an emo
all bullshit.
Anthem.
You knew people who would listen. This was, to me, epitome of emo that just had... They had it all. They had the sound. Everyone was talented in the band. And they had the lyrics to go with it. Like, if people are cutting... If you're cutting yourself to this shit, then emo has done its fucking job.
Oh, my God.
And above and beyond. Like, if you're not bleeding to I'm a Fake, you're just not doing it right.
I still know all of the words.
Down like, the river, not across the street, ladies and gentlemen.
I know all of the words to, like, every song on that album, but specifically, I know the spoken word part from the beginning
oh
of that song. I could say it now if I wanted to, but...
Do it.
Yeah, do it. Do it. We're asking you to.
Do it.
Let's see. Small, simple, safe price. Rise the way can carry me with all of my regrets. See,
not,
I can't even get there.
No, you're not done. Do it.
Let's see. Carry me with all of my regrets. The only part I can... This is not a small scab that flakes and dries and... Or something. See, now I lied. I can't.
Yeah. I mean,
but
you basically
still,
got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, mostly, yeah.
I feel like there are certain, like, just emo anthems, if you will, like, that are just so fundamental to where it's like, even if you were just emo adjacent,
I'm not okay.
Like, you're familiar. Like,
yeah,
I'm not okay.
No, yeah, like the one note.
I promise.
That first opening note to Welcome to the Black Parade. Lay that note anywhere, and, like, if the person crumples, it's like, I see.
Do you remember when My Chem came out with that video? Like, 2 years ago, with, like, they had, like, the piano playing.
Yeah.
And everyone thought they were coming back, and they were just like, no, it's
and
just
then,
I think I still have messages from Hannah, who also
should have been here.
Where
she
was freaking out.
Stopped. She was losing her shit.
Yeah.
And she's like, I actually cried thinking they were going to get back together. I was just like, I think I would have too. But then you're like, oh, it's like a 10th anniversary of Black
Yeah.
We're not getting back together.
That was like the most fucked up thing they could possibly
do.
I honestly, they're going to come back.
Yeah.
But I think...
It'll take a couple years.
Yeah, Gerard Way's busy right now.
He's living a great life.
He's busy, Netflix deal, all of it.
Yeah,
yes,
I mean,
busy.
The one that they would have a hard time getting back is his brother, Mikey. Because he always...
Yeah,
he wanted to leave the band multiple times.
Yeah.
Bro won't let me. Nah, they'll come
back. Well, I think he actually... He was, from what I remember, he actually was suffering from, like, mental health issues and stuff like that. So he had a lot of actual emotional issues.
Yeah. I do think, like...
Emo props.
I think, like, another song that a lot of people, like... While the band itself isn't emo, like we discussed, like, with All Time Low, but Remembering Sunday... That song seems to hit a chord with, like...
Yeah, emo people.
Yeah. Because, like, I think that song in particular is probably the most emo they get.
It, that song and that one song from, God, what is their name? Now I forgot. Like, I remember the album vividly.
I know Welcome to My Life by Simple Plan.
Welcome to My Life.
No, I mean, I think is, I remember even thinking of that as a young child, being like, wow, this is
I used to think Simple Plan bothered me a lot, because I used to think they used two tour buses to go around, because there's just so many of those people in the fucking band.
Oh, my God. Oh, A Day to Remember. That's what
A Day to Remember.
I can remember. It was the Homesick album cover that I was remembering. Like, they have a song on there,
what's crazy
one acoustic
is,
song that's very emo.
Like, reading lyrics from I'm a Fake, who is fucking writing like this anymore? You know what I mean? No one writes like this anymore. No.
Well, they do, you know, but it's all, like, superficial sad shit. It's usually just superficial. Like, my girlfriend loved me. And, like, back then, they used to sing about their girlfriend leaving, but use, like, allegories and metaphors and shit to be more, like, poetic.
Yeah.
Now they're just
there's more poetry. It's like,
you don't love me anymore, and I'm sad. And I'm like,
well, like,
I'm sad as fuck.
You know the band Cartel that we talked about earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with their song Wasted?
Yes. I love that album.
I was listening to that once when I was younger, and my mom made some comment about, like, oh, nice, a song about getting drunk. And I'm like, are you paying attention?
Do you understand? Weirdly enough, the song was not about being wasted.
Not.
It was talking about wasted youth.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, nice about drinking. And I'm like, are you listening to anything more than
the chorus?
Because, like, I'm... like, I don't pay attention to lyrics much. Even I realize that that song was.
Do you
want to
hear, like, a really fucking hilarious story about, like, me and my mom when I was in high school? Okay, so when I was in high school, I didn't live with my mom the entire time. Like, I was with my dad. Mm-hmm. So when I was with my dad, that was when because I went to school in fucking Ohio, which was honestly, like, a good epicenter for emo shit because.
Ohio
is for lovers, everyone.
Well, I was going to say, is everyone
Hawthorne Heights was from Ohio.
I was going to say, is everyone just depressed in Ohio? Like, because I would be depressed in Ohio.
Honestly, see, everyone always thinks it's bad. It wasn't as bad as people think it was. But it was a great time to grow up there, because I was in the epicenter of emo music.
Nice.
And I remember, like, I had, like, this huge CD book, and it was a bunch of CDs that I would burn and stuff. Because I remember I used to listen to damn near everything.
Mm-hmm.
I still have that CD book. I should have brought it with me.
You
we could have gone
that would
through
have been
it.
Amazing,
oh,
yeah.
Damn it.
You
all right,
up.
Next time.
I mean, I definitely have my old iPod.
I didn't know this till now, but.
I didn't finish my story, Jason.
Sorry!
Wow, Jason. Do you think that was the end of the story, that he lived in Ohio?
And had a CD book?
I think that was it. I was just like, kind of a lackluster ending.
Well, the CD book had something to do with it. So I brought the CD book with me when I went to my mom's house.
Yeah.
And and she, apparently while I was sleeping, she, like, went through my CD book and was looking through my CDs. And I woke up, and then she was just, like, sitting on the couch crying and shit. I'm just like, why are you crying? And she was like, because you're listening to this music. Because I had albums like Armor for Sleep's What to Do, or Handbook for the Recently Deceased or something like that.
Yeah.
And, The Used in Love and Death, and she was just like, or Under Oath, defying the great line.
Under Oath!
She just, like, thought I was, like, going to kill myself or something. I'm like, no, Mom, I'm just listening to emo music. Like, I don't feel depressed. I just, like...
I just think it's fun.
I like this music.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically where I was at when I'm like, sad music, but, like, I was fine.
Yeah, the emo trend made parents all around the nation concerned as fuck.
Yeah.
It's true.
Fun fact, I didn't know this, that My Chem and the Used did a song together, and it was, like...
Under Pressure.
I had no idea.
They also, Britt McCracken and Gerard Way hate each other.
I can see that clearly.
Yeah. There's literally, if we want to talk about emo beef, let's talk about that. All right, so The Used and My Chem hate each other, and that made, like, a whole rift between, like, certain fans, because they liked both bands, so they had to, like, they felt
you
like
had
they
to choose
pick a side.
Sides.
Yeah.
And
but
I remember
also,
this conversation in school.
Yeah, but what's really funny, also, Taking Back Sunday and Brand New hate each other.
Yes.
Like, those two lead singers,
they do not fuck with each other. There is so much beef between so many bands.
They've written so many sub-tracks about one another. It's really funny. Like, there's, like, certain lyrics that people love from emo bands. And I remember, there was one from Taking Back Sunday. I think it was, like, No, it was brand new. It's like, I got a $20 bill that no one's ever seen you without makeup. You're always made up or something.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be about, like, the lead singer from Taking Back Sunday. But people love that lyric. It's so funny.
I mean, it's iconic as fuck. Yeah. I do remember having to, the conversation of having to take sides between The Used or My Chem. And I was like,
I don't think I can. They're so drastically different, honestly. Yeah.
They're different in the same genre. I was just like, I like both. So it's like, I really can't choose sides.
Yeah. You should But ironically, sides. The Used is still making music.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah, they really, you know, this is a band that could have stopped and I would have been fine.
Could have. Didn't.
Didn't. Won't. So they're still going.
Couldn't, didn't, like, and won't.
Oh my God.
How old is Burt McCracken? 36?
Yeah, I was going to say he's in his 30s.
He's in his 30s, yeah. That's rough. Yeah. So I'm going through this list of ranked bands and Brand New is too far down the list. Truly. They're ranked 22.
They are quintessential emo.
Yeah, they really are. They're iconically emo. They should be in the top five.
Yeah, The Devil and God Are Raging Inside Me is a emo anthem album. There are certain albums that are quintessential emo that, like, if you were emo or still like emo music, these are ones that you would have in your collection. Mm-hmm. It's definitely like that, the Black Parade.
This is a band. This is a band that has had almost nothing but like hits and shit.
Daisy doesn't work.
Daisy doesn't work.
Yeah.
They had a cool The Devil and God Raging Inside Me. Deja and Tendu.
Which is one of my favorite albums of all time. Fucking
classic. But this is one of those few bands that was able to come from emo and then drop that album last year. And, like, have a mature sound and not detract too far from what made them great. They just sound more... They just sound older and mature, and, like, this album is...
Yeah, I don't know where they fall now. I think they're somewhere around, like, post-core.
I think they're post-core.
Yeah.
Because they're not screaming in that last album. So it's just like, this shit...
Well, he never screamed.
This shit was so good.
That's the funny thing. There are several bands where... Like, one of my favorite bands of all time, The Starting Line, which are a pop-punk band that existed in that emo era, which you can always tell, like, emo bands... You can honestly almost tell all emo bands by their hair.
Oh, yeah.
But on their first album, they had even Paramore, on their very first album, they had one track where they were singing in it, but then there was also, like, screaming at some point, and then they... realized that didn't work with their sound and ditched it. It's only on one track. And I'm like,
smart.
I'm glad that you did
smart.
That.
Smart. Brand New, especially not hearing them in so long, then when they dropped their last album last year, I was like, holy shit, this is amazing.
Yeah.
I was very impressed. And the album cover is iconic as fuck.
Oh, yeah. We often talk about that
album cover. Oh, yeah. We always joke about that album cover because it's just like... We always joked about what the aftermath would look like if homegirls snapped their fucking knees.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing like a fresh compound fracture.
Oh, my God.
It's just like the band, like, oh, my God. I mean, you got the shot. That's all that matters.
Am I the only one in this room who ever listened to Chiodos?
No.
Okay.
I listen to Chiodos, but not as often because, like I said... There was just so many fucking bands.
Yeah.
True.
There was just so many. I just remember Chiodos. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I just move on.
There's one I listened to that, again, leans more pop punk. But the only other person I know who's listened to them is Hannah. And that's Mariana's Trench.
I know of them. I've only listened to a couple of songs.
They're like, apparently that's they're an actual huge. Place. Like, they're Canadian. Apparently they're huge in Canada. But like...
Because no that's where the Mariana's Trench is.
Yeah, basically. But, like, no one seems to listen to them here. But Hannah also listened to them. But I listened to them a lot when I was younger, and I really like them. And
I feel like they just came out late. That was really their issue.
I think it was. And I think that's also... I mean, I came in a little bit late, too, because just, like, I'm right at that cusp age where, like, I wasn't really old enough to appreciate it until the latter half of... The emo movement. Yeah, exactly. So I did catch a lot of the tail end of it.
Because even, like, 12-year-olds and, like, 14-year-olds now, I still see long emo-esque hair, like, big drab hair. Like, I still fucking see it. So it's never too late. Emo will never die. It just
but, like,
finds a new...
of the peak of, like, this emo
Oh, yeah.
age
this emo
that we're talking
age...
about... Yeah.
Yeah, you can't...
I came in a little after the fact.
Yeah, you can't bring that back anymore.
Yeah.
It just looks funny.
Right.
It just wouldn't work.
It just doesn't work.
It had to exist in a time where... It literally had to exist in a time where it was, where people had less access to their phones. Like, phones weren't, like, where they are now, where we were literally recording and taking pictures and stuff. Like, we have pictures and stuff from them, but no one really has video.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was an actual effort to take a selfie with those cameras.
Oh, yeah. MySpace angles,
those were important.
Very much.
Yeah.
I don't think I stopped doing those until, like, 2009.
The perfect one for your top eight.
Yes.
Your top eight. The fact that we don't have top eights anymore is terrible, because that's the ultimate way. That was the ultimate shade.
How did we not talk about MySpace, which is literally... MySpace basically carried the entire emo movement.
Yeah, it really did. Yeah.
It had everything.
Yeah.
And you could post lyrics on your page, your background walls, the whole
thing. Oh, I had a fully customized
I'm sure you did.
I learned HTML to do that.
Yeah, MySpace, if anything, taught us HTML, just the basics.
Oh, it taught me HTML and Photoshop.
I've interviewed people who come in and, like, we ask them, like, oh, do you know HTML? They're like, well, I designed my own MySpace.
Yeah, it's fucking true.
But, like,
true.
That's all they know.
That's it. Yeah. I learned HTML and Photoshop from fucking MySpace.
Yeah.
And now I'm really good at Photoshop.
Well, there you go. Life skills.
And now I earn a six-figure salary as a web designer.
Well, you know what?
I fucking win.
You know what else we haven't talked about, though? The pop or the punk goes, like...
No.
Like, series.
God. Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
there's like two or three of those albums.
Oh, there were way more than that.
Yeah, I don't know.
There are way more than that. There's a punk goes acoustic, there's punk goes country, punk goes pop. Like, punk, there are so many.
Oh, punk goes hip hop or rap.
Yeah, well, they did rap songs. So there's punk goes metal, punk goes pop, punk goes acoustic, punk goes 80s, 90s, acoustic 2, crunk. Punk goes crunk was the best one.
Oh yeah, punk goes crunk.
That was the one I had listened to a lot.
The only song I really remember from that album is, I can hear it in my head, is the Devil Wears Prada did Big Time Is Still Fly.
Oh my god.
Yes!
They did, Umbrella.
Yes.
As well.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Wasn't that All Time Low who did Umbrella?
I think it wasn't. I think that's why I remember it.
So.
But I remember one of my favorite all-time punk goes covers was Hot and Cold.
Wait, who did that Katy Perry
song. I don't remember, but I remember it's like very much like, it's very much like, it's kind of like pop punk until it gets to the chorus and then it's just screaming. And it was so funny to me.
I'm, like, imagining that.
I'm gonna have to find
punk
it.
Punk goes punk. I remember this dropped, and it was just, like, the greatest thing ever. Like,
it still is.
Say Anything, do I Got Your Money by ODB.
It's all we ever ask for.
Is classic. Scary Kids, Scaring Kids.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes, I totally...
Doing Notorious Thugs.
Do you know what really upsets me is I
All
often...
Time Low? All Time Low covering Umbrella.
We literally just said that.
Yeah, I know. I'm just, like, reaffirming. Hot Rod Circuit, Newfound Glory, doing Tennessee. There's just a behemoth of shit that happened.
There are seven Punk Goes Pop.
Punk Goes X.
Only seven?
Yeah, I know, right?
It seems like there would be more.
They seem to still be making them, because some of these songs that I'm finding on this playlist that I pulled up are like... like semi-recent songs, not like they just came out, but like
Punk Goes Pop 7 came out last year.
Yeah, there it is.
Ew.
Apparently I now have new shit to listen to.
You're like, I'm gonna go home
someone
and do that.
Covered Baby One More Time.
Dance Gavin, because they did a 90s
Dance Gavin
one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was from the pop.
Oh, okay.
Though, because I found a playlist
Boston Manor, where
they took all of them and put it together.
Jesus,
they did quite a bit of Rihanna.
There's so much.
they did quite a bit of Rihanna.
Well, and a lot of Britney Spears as well.
Both
and
of them have
Justin Timberlake,
wiped the discography.
So
oh, those dudes love Justin Timberlake.
Who?
Those emo dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, yeah. Oh, okay. So, Woe Is
Asking
Me
Alexandria.
Did Hot and Cold.
What?
The weird thing is, I remember Woe Is Me, but I can't remember
any of their music. Yeah. Like, I knew, at least from these people, I remember Breathe Carolina.
Oh, God.
Silverstein. Or is it Silverstein? I don't know. All Star Weekend. Sleeping with Sirens.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I remember that.
They had a huge fan base, like a very dedicated fan base.
Oh, Pierce the Veil. Disgusting fan base.
Oh, yeah, Pierce the Veil. They're still making
Pierce
music.
Pierce the Veil.
Crown the Empire. The Maine. I forgot about The Maine.
The Maine are also... Okay, I kind of specifically want to talk about Breathe Carolina and The Maine, because those are two bands who started from that kind of emo umbrella and then have transitioned into other stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they've both gone in totally opposite directions from each other and also their music.
Oh, yeah.
So The Maine has moved out of that whole, like, I don't know what the fuck you would call it. Pop, I guess it was kind of pop punk, but...
Yeah, I think it was, like, punk, but, like, with the slightly more on the... leaning pop.
Yeah, they were definitely more on the pop side.
Yeah, yeah.
But now their music is definitely more, like, in the pop rock genre, where they've...
Yeah.
When they did their Black and White album, they were starting to transition with their audience into a more mature sound.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, their music now is a lot more mature. They actually have an album called Forever Halloween.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which, they put out a new one recently, I think, but that one was, Forever Halloween was, like, before that one.
And I didn't know they even still made music.
I listened to it, it's actually pretty good, but with Breathe Carolina, what's interesting about them is they went from that whole, like, because there was, like, a whole sub-thing of, like, this dance emo music where it was, like, electronic and shit like that.
They had a synth.
Yeah,
they were very synthy, like, and they've moved from that into EDM. They now are, like, EDM producers.
Really?
Yeah. They make bops. I'm gonna be honest.
I believe you.
Like, me
play it at the Halloween party.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know you remember Attack Attack's cover of I Kissed a Girl.
Do you want to hear a fun story about that? I literally went to school with the dudes from Attack Attack.
Whoa!
Really?
Yeah, one of my best friends dated one of their guitarists. Actually, two of my best friends were dating two of the dudes that were in that. I've met Austin and Carlisle multiple times.
What the fuck?
Of Attack Attack / of Mice and Men fame. I went to high school with those dudes. They were...
What the fuck?
It's very strange. It was very weird. Again... Ohio, epicenter of emo music. And then when they got really popular, because I've seen Attack Attack multiple times in concert. So when they got popular and started to tour around places, it was funny because I'm like, dude, I've been like...
Bro!
I know you dudes!
My God.
I remember when I first heard that band, I hated them, but then like, when I heard that cover, I was like impressed. I was like, alright, I'll give you guys another shot.
Do you want to hear a funny story about their song, Bro, Ashley's Here?
Please.
They named that song Bro Ashley's Here because of, they literally thought all Ashleys were sluts.
That's like incel talk.
But it's really funny because at the same time, I'm like, when I was in high school, I'm like, you're not wrong, because almost every single Ashley I knew in high school was promiscuous.
I feel like it's one of those names that has that, like...
Yeah.
Because there are certain names, like, you hear someone named Tiffany, and, like, you just have an idea of who they are in your head, you know?
Chelsea. You're
like, probably a bitch.
Yeah.
Shelly.
I've never met a Shelly.
I've never met a Shelly.
A Patty.
Patty.
Oh, well, lesbian.
Oh, fuck. The Kings.
I was thinking different connotations for Patty than I was, the other
names. We the Kings. Secondhand Serenade.
Oh my God! Secondhand.
Here's how stupid this list is. Dashboard is ranked 28 in this fucking list.
Oh,
but wait, where's Secondhand Serenade?
24.
How is Secondhand Serenade above Dashboard when Dashboard laid the groundwork for Secondhand Serenade?
You picked a pretty bad list.
Well,
whoever did this list is voted on
by people.
Oh, well, they're dumb.
They have poor
people
taste.
There's ups and downs. So Simple Plan, Newfound Glory. From First to Last, Metro Station, throw that away.
From First to Last is 100% emo.
Yeah, that too. But Metro Station is awful.
All of their music is very emo.
Suicide Silence, Tokyo Hotel, also throw that away.
I mean, they threw themselves away.
Yeah, they were so fucking weird. Under Oath is way too far down this list.
I hate those lists just from hearing what you said.
Fucking sucks. Fucking Ice at the Kill, Beartooth, Thursday the Cab, Census Fail, The Academy Is.
Oh, I remember them.
How are they that far down that list?
They're beyond 50.
I just remember this one music video they had, and the guy is wearing a V-neck that goes, like, halfway down his chest. And I just remember being like, why?
Dude, those were really popular around, like, 2007.
His was, like, so deep, though, in that video. Like, it was extra deep. Right,
that was, like, when emo music was transitioning in this scene and everyone wasn't as fucking depressed anymore. So, they had discovered, the fuck is that store? American Apparel. Mm-hmm. And they would all go buy fucking V-necks from American Apparel. And I remember, like, there were these deep Vs.
Yeah.
Deep
from American Apparel. That's one of the ones he had,
which literally looked like you were dressed for open heart surgery.
Oh my God.
You were just ready to just, like, open that up.
Best way to describe it.
I mean, they're ready to open their hearts.
I guess.
So, if we could have our own top five emo bands ever, what would they be? I think personal, because it changes throughout people. Top five.
Okay, so for me, it would definitely be Brand New, The Used, Dashboard, Confessional. What's an emo? What's another one? Oh. God. I'm like circling them in my head, and I'm like, that's not emo. That's not sad enough.
I'm just like, no.
All right, what did I say? Brand New.
Brand New.
Dashboard. Confessional.
Dashboard.
What was the other one?
I think
My Chem.
Yeah. Okay. No, I said Brand New, The Used, Dashboard. Oh, yeah. My Chem, definitely, because of their first year.
Oh, yeah.
Well, their first year in Absolution. I'm a little reluctant to say Paramore because it's more scene than emo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking too long. Pass. Someone else. Pass.
I'm still thinking, so.
Sure. I'll go with Brand New, My Chem, The Used. Fuck, what else?
See, it's hard.
Yeah, it is.
So, hold on. Brand New, The Used, My Chem, fuck. Yellow Card's on here. It's fucking ridiculous. How the fuck is this here? Taking Back Sunday. And I think,
oh, yeah, that'll complete my list. Taking Back Sunday.
Taking Back Sunday. Oh, and I think Fall Out Boy. Yeah, Fall Out Boy.
Okay.
Yeah. First two album, Fall Out Boy. Yeah.
Yeah. In no particular order, because... I mean, like, My Chemical Romance.
All time low.
I'm trying to stay more emo and less pop.
I'm trying to diversify here.
Yeah, I'm trying to stick more with emo. Yeah, so My Chemical Romance, I mean Fall Out Boy, I'm very biased in that sense. I really like Mayday Parade for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
Mayday Parade.
I really enjoyed them. What were they? Dashboard Confessional. Now I'm stuck.
I like how Dashboard was on all of our lists. See, that's why I don't understand Dashboard. Why it's so far down on that list.
Because people are fucking stupid.
Honestly, I think they're asking younger people. That's what it is.
They're asking the wrong crowd, bro. Yeah.
The wrong age range.
Wrong. You guys are fucking wrong.
Because if they asked the right age range, AFI would definitely be higher on that list.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, I should have put them on top of. But, there are six.
Do you all know Headley? Also a band that no one seems to really know about.
What did you listen to?
It's weird because the name sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think they were also Canadian. I don't know how I find them.
There
found
was
these bands,
like a weird
but I liked them. I will play you one of the songs because they are more on the emo. Their music is more angsty than some of the other pop punk stuff I listen to. So I'm going to add them because I actually listen to them a lot. Their music is getting pretty awful. but otherwise, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, you're definitely going to have to do an emo part, too.
Yeah, I'm
going to bring my CD book.
Because, I mean,
there's just a lot to digest into emo, so we'll definitely have part two.
Because I'm literally just remembering At the Drive-In and the Mars Volta.
Was that emo or just hardcore?
I don't know. There were a lot. Emo and hardcore go hand in motherfucking hand.
Because At the Drive-In was awesome, and I love Mark Volta.
I was very, again, as a person who was very in that emo scene genre, I listened to a lot of emo stuff, and then I listened to a lot of hardcore music.
Do you remember that clip of At the Drive-In playing in Australia and they're telling people not to stomp dance and they don't do it and Omar screaming at them, "You're all sheep! I have a microphone and you don't!" Bah! You're all sheep! And then they go three songs in and people are still losing their shit and are telling people, "No stomp dancing! You're all sheep!" And they just leave. They just fucking leave. Oh, and they do this whole thing of other bands. Well, who are you most excited to see? At the drive-in. At the drive-in. Everyone's excited. And then they come out, play three songs, and leave.
I mean, that's kind of like that band, The Fall of Troy.
Yeah.
Oh my
who
God.
Literally had a fight on stage. It was like the guitarist.
I have to show you that clip when we're done.
The guitarist and the so bassist had a fight and literally just like left the stage. And then the concert
was fucking over. Yeah, because, oh God, it's like those guys, like the two brothers, like Omar... And what's-his-face? Those guys are dicks. Especially when they were young. They were fucking pricks. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. But, yeah, I guess we can wrap this up and save the rest of our opinions for part two. Because there's just so much.
Yeah, there's too much. Like, you can't just talk about emo.
Yeah, this is not a multiple-sitting thing. This is like a procedure and, like,
this is a procedure.
Or you have to come back. Oh my God. You have to come back for a refill of this shit. Like, there's just so much.
And I have to listen to a lot of these random bands that Catherine's telling me. I'm like, I know. Who is that?
Any random bands? They're huge
I don't know.
In Norway.
I hate you.
Have you heard of my Tibetan throat music?
Have you guys heard this acoustic album of All Time Low? It's the fucking best.
Fight me.
Oh, God.
I didn't mean to pick. Jason got me started.
I know.
I mean,
all
yeah.
All right, well, let's discuss our albums of the week. Do you have one or do you need a minute?
Oh, no, I have one. I was thinking about it the whole time because I came prepared this time.
Well, we also didn't inform you last time, so...
True. So my one for this one is definitely going to be Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge.
Ooh.
Because, honestly, it was... Ugh. Still slaps.
Stands
that album still
the
slaps.
Test of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It should be in the Library of Congress.
Well, I was going to say I brought you my bullets and you brought me your love, but the only song I really remember off of that one is Vampires Never Go Out in the Sun.
Mm. Because that's a fact.
Yeah. I do love long song titles.
Mine will be The Carter 3 by Lil Wayne.
Way to be out of genre for this.
Sorry. I wanted to go out of genre. I don't like picking in genre. I was like, let me go out here. Because at some point, we're going to get to 2000s rap at some point.
I would like to say, this week I have one ready, and Jason just had to Google albums.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to point that out, that it wasn't me this week. and my album is Nothing Personal by All Time Low because it was my gateway drug.
my gateway drug.
It was a shitty one, but it was... Well,
I'm
it wasn't
still
really
walking
shitty,
through
but,
the gateway.
Like, it was not the best gateway drug I could have picked, but here I am anyway, so...
Weirdly enough, that just reminded me of that song, My Heroin by Silverstein.
You haven't...
Oh,
oh
my God.
My God.
I'm shook.
You haven't played the sound bit you said you were going to play.
No, that was my sound bit at the beginning. I'm fucking emo, you asshole!
I'm gonna use I have that meme still. I don't want to post it on the Instagram page.
Please do.
Great. So we're done. Join us next time when we talk about bands we hate.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Also, don't forget to hop over to my podcast. Yeah,
listen to It's 2 a.m.
Yeah, Catherine joins me for a couple. We do a great series called Too Bad, One Good. It's fun. We watch bad movies.
Yeah.
And a good one so that we don't feel bad about ourselves.
It's like...
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like punching a homeless guy and then giving him a dollar.
I guess.
Is it?
I mean, is it?
It's more like the homeless guy punches us, and then we give him a dollar.
Yeah, I was going to
say,
it's
better.
I think it's more like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I love being punched by homeless men.
I paid for this assault to happen. Great job.
Anyway.
Great episode, guys.
Bye-bye. Signing off.
Bye.